Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody, happy Friday. Junkies is with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. They now have a new location in Alexandria. Taking appointments. You'll go out there and get results. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning. We are live from the MedStar Capitals Iceplex.
Formerly known as Kettler.
Yes, the artist formerly known as Kettler. Also home of the Stanley Cup champions, in case people have forgotten.
Is it a no-no to call it Kettler?
I think so.
Well, I think if you're MedStar and you're pouring however much money to splash your name all over the place, they probably want it.
They're not real happy.
This is MedStar.
Yeah, okay.
Cap size play. If you're watching us.
I just don't work for MedStar.
Old habits die hard.
You're right. If you're watching us on NBC Sports Washington, you'll see that three of us are dressed, I don't know, reasonable.
Yeah.
Sweatshirts, that sort of thing. And EB. Oh, my God. He's got the scarf. He's got the hoodie. And then he's got the big puffy jacket.
The only called dressed appropriate.
Yeah, the only surprise is he's not wearing like a winter knit hat. I thought we might have seen that.
Hold on.
He's got
Hold on.
Oh, you have it as a backup?
Just in case.
I like that hustle.
Just in case.
Well done.
And if you notice, I'm not the only one. I don't know if my mic is crapping out.
It is.
Yeah. Lisa, she's also got her big heavy jacket here behind the scenes.
Yep.
So I'm not the only one.
What do you think the current temp is in this
It's actually
building?
Not bad. It's been colder
before. You think it's 65?
65.
I was going to guess mid-60s.
65 at the absolute warmest.
Safe to say that if you ever, retire to a different spot, it won't be to a colder climate.
I'm not looking
for warmth
at
all times.
I'm not retiring to Canada.
No.
North Pole, which we talked about earlier.
How about the 13-year-old girls that were getting dropped off by their parents when we were pulling up that come here probably every day and skate for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then they go before school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a miserable
life. It's not worth it.
I was just thinking to myself, you got to love it.
It's dedication.
You better love what you're doing.
What is the goal?
There must be 10 girls in there right now.
So what is the goal? Is it, can you even get a college scholarship or something for ice skating? If you're a girl?
Is
the goal?
I'm sure there are competitions all over the country.
National competitions, obviously. But
Or it could be girls ice hockey. I don't know.
They're doing figure skating.
It's all figure skating.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm thankful that my older two kids weren't into anything ice skating related because you'd have early practice or swimming.
Yeah.
Kelsey did swimming for a while because if they're good in swimming, they have early practices as well.
Oh, they early and you got to do 6 or 7 a week.
Yes.
Yeah.
And hockey is butt expensive. The skates, the equipment.
Not to mention that.
Renting the ice time adds up.
Everything's expensive. You'd be shocked how much volleyball is. Everything's expensive.
Of course.
Hey, we
is.
Should mention on the show today, since we are broadcasting from the home, the Stanley Cup champions,
That's right.
We will talk to Devontae Smith-Pelly, one of the stars during the run last year. He's going to join us at 9.
Very good.
Phoenix Copley, who's one of the goalies, is going to join us coming up at 9:20.
But it is Copley.
It's Copley, yes. I've confirmed this through the internets.
Alan May is also going to stop by.
Love Al.
We love Alan May. Covers the Capitals for NBC Sports Washington. Then we've got Chris Russell to talk some Redskins because it's a football Friday.
Yep.
And who knows?
Join us at 8:40.
We may pull some other Caps guests. Maybe Todd Waddy Reardon might stop by.
He might.
I hope so.
That'd be great.
And we got Chris Russell joining us at 8:40 to talk the Redskins. And John Feinstein, as always, a Friday staple. He'll join us at 8.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys watch the game last night?
Half.
I watched about,
a half.
A quarter and a half.
I saw him score to make it, 28-14 with just a few seconds left. And I thought, maybe they'll give it a run.
I would think after 2 touchdowns for A.J. Green in less than a quarter, you would double him.
You would think.
That third one was one of the easier touchdowns I've ever seen.
Well, I missed all three because I was wasting time at back-to-school night. Now, look, I'm... happy to be somewhat involved on the periphery of my kids' education, but right. back to school night is a massive waste of time for everybody involved.
Well, let me guess, you got 4 minutes in each classroom.
I think it was six or seven, roughly. But, yeah, you shuttle around. You do 5 or 6 minutes in each classroom. And
right.
Dina went.
It's a waste of time.
Dina went last night, though, but she came back. She was all happy. She's
really?
Like, oh, she's got great teachers. I love them. I love this one. I love that one. I was like, oh, really? Oh, that sounds great. Oh, yeah. Yeah, awesome.
I go just because I like to watch all the hot moms walk around the halls.
Oh, that's your move.
Shocker.
Shocker. Meanwhile, I'm just thinking, is A.J. Green doing work?
But
because,
he was.
Of course, when you're back to school night, the internet and Wi-Fi is shoddy inside the school
you're
walls.
Inside the prison.
Yeah. Magruder doesn't have good Wi-Fi. It's
most
spotty.
Schools don't.
It's spotty at best.
And they're probably in no hurry to fix that either because they don't want a million kids on their phone.
Sure they're not.
Yeah. Well, every kid's on their phone. That's right. Another reason.
Now, did you have A.J. Green on any of your fantasy teams?
Oh, yes, I did.
You did?
Oh, it's yes, a banner night.
Oh, wow. Well,
it just means I cruise into the weekend. I don't really
because I saw you tweeted, even though Cakes didn't supposedly watch it, he was tweeting regrets that the week before he loaded up on A.J. Green and Andy Dalton.
Because all the pundits last week.
Probably gave you 30 points.
All the pundits last week were saying, start Andy Dalton against the woeful Colts defense.
And he had a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, but it was a ho-hum type of line.
Right,
it wasn't
right.
four
he
touchdowns.
He didn't have four.
And, of course, I stacked A.J. Green with him. He had one touchdown, but it wasn't three touchdowns and four from your quarterback. That's the sort of thing
that's
that wins
a big,
you
that's a big,
big money.
Yeah.
Especially because nobody's going to start Andy Dalton because traditionally he stinks on ice on when he plays under the lights.
How many picks did Flacco?
Pack of, two.
Two and then a fumble?
Yes, fumble late in the game when they were grasping to get back in.
He looked a little shaky, I mean, in the first half.
Well, the first pick he threw was just god-awful.
Yeah.
Well, he also got away with one over the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
To John Brown, he just floated it up, and it looked like four guys were attacking
I don't know how John Brown's ever – he's had some okay production through his career.
Yeah.
He's so tiny,
he's
just
tiny.
Gets pushed
you know,
around.
He's blazing fast.
He's so fast.
So fast, but I was just watching him get pushed around.
He caught a touchdown late in the game, but he also had one slightly behind him in the first half, which he should have caught.
Of course.
2 weeks in, he's got two touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
Tyler Boyd.
I'm not a fan of his.
Tyler Boyd, 6 catches for 90 yards and a score.
That's a nice line.
Dalton had some. Dalton had a big, big. Oh, I'm sorry. That's my.
It's all good.
It's my volume on my pooter. Andy Dalton, 24 for 42, 265 and 4 touchdowns, a 108 rating.
That's a tasty line.
But Marvin Lewis has the Bengals at 2-0.
Are they going?
And you went through the percentages yesterday 63. When you started off 2-0.
I thought it was 3-0 or it was 63.
No, 3-0, 75.
Really.
But they got to play at Carolina and at Atlanta the next 2 weeks. Then they play they play the Dolphins at home in week 5, and then they play another tough roadie. So they had to get this game here at home opener.
They'll be fine. They're going to be right around 9-7.
Troy Aikman had a reveal, which you know was from the meetings that they have, where he said Flacco's not happy that he has to let Lamar Jackson come on the field.
He was insinuating it was a body language thing. He wasn't insinuating.
I know, but you know that he probably got that in the meeting.
Well, far, in Joe's defense, he hasn't told anyone that.
Oh.
I'm sure he's right.
But then Joe checks his portfolio, and then the thoughts of Lamar Jackson kind of fade away.
But he's a competitor.
Off into the ether.
I think that's separate. He's
I think
competitor.
He's comfortable with his money. He's been that way for years.
Yeah. I'm just white trash and I covered his portfolio. That's all. That's all that this is.
That's all you could think
I
about.
Barely saw Lamar Jackson on the field last night.
No, but they said that any time Lamar Jackson comes in.
I saw him line up at wide out.
That's
the thing.
His shoulders like shrug.
They said he didn't even move off the line, just stands there.
Why don't they just throw to him?
Because
Joe's not interested.
Because the dumb thing is that Cincinnati actually had a corner out there with him.
I know, but I would figure he can run a route and catch a ball and beat somebody. I mean, just throw the ball to him. What's the point?
I don't know if he can run a route and that's going to beat a corner. He
can't run a fly route.
He's not going to beat somebody.
I mean, he runs like 4-3.
Joe Flacco? Oh, you're talking about Lamar.
Yeah.
I was talking about Flacco.
No, I'm saying
Flacco
throw. I said throw. Up. If you're going to play Lamar out there, throw to him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the guy they were putting out wide was Joe.
Yeah.
No, I saw that, but I'm saying when Lamar was on the field, I just saw him lining up as a wideout.
Sometimes they line him up and then they move him over.
I know, that's pointless.
Yeah. they like to move the formations around.
He's not even a threat that way, so who knows. Bad day for the Ravens. Bad day for the Birds.
Well, whatever. 1-1. I don't think it means that
Valdez,
much.
Valdez said he liked the Bengals on a short night road game.
He did. Right. That's right.
He didn't like them that much, though. I don't think he thought it was going to be quite that easy for him.
I took him. I was 17-6 last night because I faded myself.
So you actually were 17-6.
Self-fade.
A lot of
How about
people,
this? How about this?
A lot of people have been tweeting us the last couple of days about Fish's
Best bets.
Right.
Brought to you by Hollywood Casino, the sports book.
Great
there.
People down there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm actually, you know what? I emailed Scott yesterday. I got 4 tickets for a Caliendo show.
Oh, very good.
Look at that. So I'm going to go. I got to set up a babysitter.
When is that?
October 20th.
Gotcha.
Because he had emailed us if we wanted to see Jay Leno.
We're working the angles already. No.
That's one of the things. He actually emailed both of us and said, hey, do you guys want to go see Jay Leno, which is this weekend, or do you want to see Caliendo? And I was like, I don't think I can do Jay Leno, but let's go.
Drop your daughter off at my house.
Would you actually go drive to see Jay Leno?
I was going to take my mom because my mom used to watch Tonight Show with my dad.
Right. Well, tell her to go on YouTube.
Saves the trip.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard he's really good.
So when is that show?
October 20th.
That's October 20th. Okay.
So, no, Jason, I want you to talk about your record.
But people were tweeting because you were not 0-1 yesterday. You decided to make 3 picks.
You went right.
I was you were 0-3.
1-4 heading into last night. So I said, let's try and get back to close to .500. So I picked 3 games.
Right.
Loser.
Right.
All right. So think about this. If you factor in the odds.
And you took favorites.
One underdog, I thought.
The Nats were a slight dog. The A's were a pretty heavy favorite, like 185-ish. All right, so almost 2-1. And then I did the under in the Wake BC game. All right, so let's start with the Nats game. All right, so
here are the bad beat stories.
It's kind of a back and forth.
Yeah.
It's a snake bit.
I can listen to these all week.
I mean, shenanigans. That's what it is. That's all I can say. It's just shenanigans. So, you know, back and forth. Kaiboom gets the Nats on top early, 1-0. Cubs ended up taking the lead 2-1, 3-2. Finally, the Nats score 3-3. So they're in the bottom of the ninth. Harper's up, who's been on fire. Was Harper the player of the week?
Player of the week.
Yeah. I think he has Turner on second. Hits a weak fly ball to left. So they go to top 10th. All right. Bryant hits a double, so he's on second. Murphy hits it's just basically a routine ground ball to second. Defoe's in there. Boots it.
Usually a good defender.
I think they called it a hit.
But Depot,
such an error.
I was actually driving around. There was a play in the ninth inning, I believe, where they hit a line drive right at him.
Oh,
and the way that Jagler and Slows described it,
almost
he
knocked
completely
them over.
Misplayed it.
Yeah, it almost knocked him over.
So he was a little shaky in the ninth.
Ground ball at him, boots it, so Murphy reaches. Bryant goes to third. And then Baez is up. And Baez might be the MVP in the National League. He just does this dumb flare bunt move that Zim has no idea is coming, not prepared. Any other player, he's going to field that ball, tries to backhand it, gets by him. Bryant scores 4-3. All right, so game over there.
Well, actually, you got kind of hooked because their closer hurt himself.
Strope hurt his hamstring.
On a double play, so they had to bring in another guy who's not their closer, who was up and down in the minors all year, but then he came in and just struck everybody out.
Yeah, can't score off him. All right, so you got two basically routine balls to the right side of the infield. They botched that.
So let me do the math. So you were 1-4 going, so that makes you 1-5.
Right. All right. Second game, they moved the Wake Forest Boston College game up to 5:30 because of Hurricane Florence. Mm-hmm. All right. Went under 55.5. They haven't touched 56 points in that matchup since 2007.
Right. But then when punts get blocked,
so 11
left and right.
Years. Right. 11 years.
So,
AJ
Dillon goes 60 yards or something, 45 yards for the first score. AJ Dillon's a stud running back for BC. 7-0. All right, it's fine. I do believe BC is going to roll them. I just didn't believe Wake's going to score.
Yeah.
All right. Next possession, Wake punts. And Michael Walker, who's as sure-handed as any player in the ACC, just drops the ball on his own 8. All right, Wake recovers.
Insta touchdown.
2 plays later, they score 7-7. All right.
So how much time has elapsed?
There's like 7 minutes left in the first.
It was high scoring early.
It was just a gift touchdown.
Right.
Then it's 14-7. Boston College. I think end of the first, maybe early second.
All right, so 21 on the board. You're not crazy
not feeling
about
great.
It. Yeah, you're not
but
crazy
still,
about that
gift touchdown. But I'm still thinking, okay,
you're under.
Let's just play a field position type of game. Boston College does nothing on this one possession, and then they punt. All right. Snapper snaps it over the punter's head into the end zone. What happens? Wake recovers. Another gift touchdown.
So 14-14. Not even a safety. It could have just been this.
No. Recovered it.
6.
Yeah, 14-14.
That hurts.
And then Anthony Brown, who's never thrown 5 touchdowns in his life in a game, probably not even in high school, looked like Dan Marino. And he's just heaving balls down the sideline.
Right, so needless to say,
they lose. Final score 41-34. Not even
close. The sword to the over.
Jesus.
By the way, way, the 34 just murders me because I have Boston College's defense.
Yeah, oh, you got negative points.
Yeah. In that league. Dylan told me early on that it was like special teams touchdowns and
botches. But they still gave up a lot of yards. Anyway,
what was the third game?
It's the A's against the Orioles. Mm. So the Orioles have lost 104 games out of 146.
I think we're on a losing streak of
seven. You picked
one
of the Orioles winners?
And then the night before, remember, I didn't pick the A's, and the A's scored 10 runs in the third inning. All right. So Dylan Bundy is pitching for the Orioles. He's 7-14. His ERA is skyrocketing to about 6. He has his best outing in a month and a half. He beats the A's, who have like 90 wins. The only time I bet against the Orioles, and they win. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up.
Right. So 1-7.
Now, 1-7, the actual number, but with the odds, it's like 1-9.
Now, you said something interesting. You said, though, that you've lost so much faith in yourself that you're fading yourself.
I faded myself last night.
Yeah, and so what are you now, you said?
Last night it was 17-6 because I was live betting in the Cubs-Nats game.
What were you live betting?
I was just putting like 10, 15
strikes
bucks on the Cubs money line.
Right.
So every time my online book flashed up a money line, I would just bet Cubs, 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 Cubs. Hit every one of them. Went like 9-0 on the Cubs.
Right.
I mean, it's just one of those.
Can I make a confession to you, Jason?
Yeah,
can I make a couple of us have put our money together, and we're also fading.
Oh, good.
So we're 3-0.
Yeah. Oh, you only started last night.
Yeah, we jumped in last night.
Yeah. What did you bet? Where'd you bet?
I think we're just betting 50 divided by the four of us. Every bet, whatever you do, we're fading.
All right. Well, so. I'll release a college game and an NFL game.
We'll fade them. I think I made $37 last night.
Appointment listening every morning at 9:45. Yeah. Vicious best bets.
Yes. Yeah, you just. I mean, what are you gonna do?
All right, we are broadcasting live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex on a football Friday. We will talk some football on the show today. We'll do the Junkies Blitz early today at 6:45. Keep it here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, broadcasting live from the MedStar Capitals Iceplex, home of the Stanley Cup champs. We'll talk to a couple of members of the Washington Capitals later in the program. Devontae Smith-Pelly scheduled to join us at 9.
Yep.
He had an amazing playoff run.
He did.
Does that mean the expectations are greater for the regular season? Because didn't he only score like 7 goals the entire regular season?
7 in the regular season and 7 in the playoffs. Yeah.
He got caught fire.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I would think he would have more than 7 in the regular season.
I think you're going to guess that it'll get double digits.
No, it doesn't matter. If he scores right. 8 or 9 in the regular season, then catches fire during the playoffs, like he has done in the past, including his most recent postseason, I'm fine.
Have you seen any power rankings for preseason power rankings for NHL?
Well, I saw that the Golden Knights were the favorite.
Right? Are they?
Did you see that?
To win the cup?
Yes.
Okay, so the Caps got to be, what, top 5?
I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, they're bringing everybody back. Look how they're really losing his beaks.
Yeah. That's fine. Let them overrank the Vegas Golden Knights. That's fine with me.
It's fine. Yeah, but and also, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I was talking to a buddy of mine who's an Eagles fan, and he's just like, yeah, we're free rolling.
Right.
So the Caps, they probably could go, I mean, 0-82 is a stretch, but I mean, they could go like 30 and whatever, 50, and people wouldn't care.
They've built up a lot of goodwill equity with the cup win.
Absolutely.
It goes a long way, especially for a starving fan base.
Absolutely.
It is, though, weird that Coach Trotz didn't return after winning the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a shame, but it does happen.
Very rare.
It's rare, but it does happen. And, you know, I think they'll be in good stead. I'm a huge Trotz guy. I loved him.
Yeah.
Loved what he did for the team. But I think
they'd be fine.
At the end of the day, what was more important, to keep the guys?
The players are more important than the coach every time.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this, though, during the break. So we have the arena, the ice rink right behind us.
Yeah.
First of all, I was thinking, when was the last time I actually put on a pair of skates?
I don't know.
I think about 5 years ago, took the family out. I've never been good at it.
Right.
But then I started thinking, when's the last time Jason Bishop was on ice skates? I can't remember.
If ever.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely have. Probably when I was in fourth grade,
yeah.
Fifth grade.
So you never went on the ice with your daughters?
No, I would take them, but my wife would go
so
out.
So you would
there.
Just stand, on,
would
the
stand
outside.
On the outside on the rail, take the pictures right. Or the videos.
Drink like a hot chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get sized. I get sized to zip around. Now, I don't know how to stop, but I can go pretty yeah. good.
No. I need the rails a little to stop.
Stop. Well, I mean, I don't need the rails, but it's not.
You won't rent, no, would, you won't rent skates to go out and do a hot lap like Coach Trotz
oh
did.
Oh, my God.
It would be embarrassing.
A hot lap would take a minute and a half.
Yeah, it would take
I
a
I would
while.
Hit my head on the ice and have a concussion.
Yeah, you
really?
I'd probably go to the hospital.
Yeah. Might be blood spilling.
It's not even worth it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be worth it for you guys because you'd laugh for months.
Sure.
It would be great.
But
it'd be great TV.
Yeah, not for me. Not doing it.
No, it's I'm a rollerblade guy, Cakes. It's not that dissimilar.
Yeah, you're not used to being on that surface.
No, but I mean, I went like a couple years ago with
the
kids.
Same movement.
It's very similar.
I was thinking yesterday, I can't believe that the season's here already.
I know. The offseason flew by.
It really
went,
did.
Because the postseason went so
yeah,
late.
I mean, they were playing hockey until June 7th.
I was going to say, they had 2.5 months off.
Yeah.
We're used to a much longer gap. Yes. We're used to Capitals hockey. And
they're used to about 3.5 months.
Right.
Right. Yeah, so this is a nice surprise for us Caps fans.
Right.
It's awesome. We enjoyed it.
So we'll be joined by Alan May, covers the Capitals for NBC Sports Washington at 7:20, DSP at 9 o'clock, and Phoenix Copley, one of the goalies, will join us coming up at 9:20. So it is a Football Friday. You know, Football Fridays, we usually spend a lot of time talking about the Redskins. It's funny, EB, who's the biggest Redskins fan, during the break was like, hey, we'll get into the Redskins here, the Redskins-Colts matchup. He's like, what are we talking about?
I don't really know.
Yeah, but just preview it for the 12th time.
I know, we've been talking about it all week. I'm just ready for the real bullets to fly now.
Yeah.
I'm just ready to play.
Well, that's what you do when you're doing a daily show. You got to preview it every single day.
I mean, there's nothing new. Even our little report that we got from Seahawks.
No, but you know what? I was reading Matthew Berry has a column on ESPN,
mm-hmm.
and Berry is their fantasy football guru.
Yep, he's their guy.
Punch it up. And there were some interesting nuggets. The guy, it was really kind of pointing out that the Colts struggled, actually, in week one to handle guys coming out of the backfield. So that would make you believe, and generally you believe Chris Thompson's going to have a big day, but it would make you believe that if they're like the perfect defense for Chris Thompson, he could have even a bigger day.
I think most teams will struggle against Chris Thompson, to be honest with
well,
you.
Well, and for Adrian Peterson. I mean, Joe Mixon went for over 5.5 yards per carry in week one.
So do you actually think defense. It'll play out similarly? I just know that it's going to be a tougher game. I just don't see, like, that was just such a dream
I don't think
scenario.
It's, yeah, there's no way they're going to blow
certainly
them out.
Defensively, we're not going to have that kind of success.
And
they're not going to go 3 and out.
Just be prepared
two first
for
downs.
Luck to throw 40 to 50 passes.
Yeah.
That's the way I would view it.
I think so. And them having the football a lot longer.
But I just feel like if the Skins aren't going to turn the ball over, they're not going to play a sloppy game, they should win the game. Not easily, but they should win the game.
Right. They should win the game.
They should, yes.
They should win the game. They'll set them up very nicely if they could start out 2-0.
I mean, Luck threw 53 passes last week.
By the way, when was
completed
the last
39 of them.
When was the last time the Skins started 2-0? They obviously didn't do it under Gruden. Did they do it in 2012 when they beat the Saints?
Well, I'm going to tell you. That's what I do. I'm here for you, buddy.
Right, all right.
So these are fantasy numbers, but this is what Matthew Berry had in his column on ESPN.com. Last week, no running back had more yards after first contact than Adrian Peterson.
Right.
He was second in the NFL in touches last week with 28. The past 9 running backs to get at least 20 touches against the Colts averaged 18.4 fantasy points per game. I know that that's fantasy related, but meaning when running backs touch the ball a lot against the Colts, they have a lot of success.
Well, I think the more shocking number to me is that Peterson had 28 touches
right.
in week one. I was a little bit surprised by that volume. But look, Jay Gruden, it's clearly his best option in the backfield, so he's going to keep feeding
well,
him.
Then you have a big lead, too,
yeah.
and you want to grind out clock.
Yep.
What concerns me a little bit is all of the first down carries that AP had, and they were very, very successful. First and second down, they're very successful with Adrian because he had a big day. But obviously, the Colts, I think, will be a little bit more prepared for that. So how will we respond to that?
By the way, I should mention that it's actually a Redskins Friday on the show, presented by the one and only sportsbook, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
Look at
I love that.
Late-breaking sponsorship.
It is a Redskins Friday.
To answer your question, EB, the last time they started 2-0 was not the year that RG3 mm-hmm. was here because they lost to the Rams the week after
right.
in St. Louis. It was the year before when Rex Grossman led them to wins over the Giants and Arizona. They started 2-0 that year.
We also
have already forgotten. Rex started the season as a starter.
Rex Grossman was
hence,
the guy.
That's why we drafted Robert.
Right.
Right. And then John Beck came in. I don't know if Grossman got hurt. Or if he just
no, he went
was
to
awful.
Beck for a little bit because of all the turnovers that Grossman was having.
Never and then he went Beck, back to Grossman.
Beck got sacked 10 times in a game.
Yeah. And he was basically, like, you never saw Beck again.
It was about 10 or 11 sacks.
10 times.
Against the terrible Buffalo Bills.
Was it Channy hyping Beck? Like, trust me, Beck can play.
He can play.
We almost drafted him really high.
Right.
We were spinning it. My wife and I were walking our dog the other day in the neighborhood. Now, John Beck used to live in our neighborhood. All right. And we were walking by his old house, and my wife said, "Isn't this where the old Redskin live?" I said, "Yep, John Beck."
Right.
She goes, "Is he still playing?" I said, "No."
Yeah, John Beck, who's no longer getting the fat checks, had to move out of the neighborhood.
And she asked me what he was doing. I said, "I have no idea. Maybe he's coaching somewhere, maybe he's just working a Joe job."
Isn't it funny how that happens?
That was 8 years ago.
A couple stats which I did find interesting. You know, we're talking about the Redskins pressure, and they're going to need to pressure Andrew Luck more than they did with Sam Bradford. But according to ESPN Stats and Info, the Redskins have actually created pressure on 33.6% of dropbacks, which is the highest rate in the league since they started keeping
track
of that last year.
They're saying that based on week one?
No, that's
since
last season.
Okay, so how about week one?
Somebody said they gave
Kerrigan, I think, like four or five pressures.
Four pressures.
I didn't see him.
So it means he's around the quarterback.
Yeah.
And then, but the thing that the Redskins are going to have to worry about, all right, you got T.Y. Hilton, you got Jack Doyle, who had a bunch of catches, but this guy Hines was targeted nine times last year.
Yeah, out of the backfield. He's a speedster.
He's a speedster out of NC State.
They want to get him the ball in space.
Yep. He can make you miss. Just got to get the ball to him. But, you know, he does use the tight ends and the backs a lot.
I think the offense has shifted. Like, early in his career, Luck was a guy who took a lot of shots, threw the ball downfield a ton, and whatever the change has been with the coordinator, they want a much quicker,
more
horizontal passing game.
Yeah,
they're worried about his shoulder. I don't know.
They might not protect him. Tax his arm too much.
But his touchdown pass to Ebron was a long pass.
It was a nice pass.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that they think, as far as they're concerned, they don't have questions about his arm. They feel like his arm is okay. Like, he can make all the throws.
Yeah, he's just shaking the rust off.
Yeah.
What's the line in this game?
I'm starting to get a tingle that it's blowout city for the Skins.
Oh, I don't think so.
Blowout city.
Oh, you are putting the big time pecs on it.
Double digit win.
Oh,
can I book a teaser?
Confidence is surging.
Why? Why are you so confident?
I'm just getting that vibe. Hey. I think Peterson's going to go for like $120 on the ground.
You're kidding.
They're not going to be able to stop Chris Thompson. I think it's a big fat winner for the
Redskins. We have so many weapons.
There's a lot of weapons.
I
think they might win by like 20. Mm-hmm. It might be the biggest.
Let me tell you something. I predicted all along they would win their first two games, and of course, then the swoon starts. If they win by 20, though, I might have a little bit more confidence. I might have a little bit more confidence going into that Green Bay game.
Well, just let me book your teaser.
I mean, you're losing all your other bets, so maybe.
Well, it's because I'm placing the bets. But if I book them, I'll win.
Maybe he has the book.
The better always loses.
All right, let me think about it. Throw the numbers my way, and I'll figure out which side.
6 and 47.5.
By the way, do they have an update on Aaron Rodgers? It's looking more doubtful, though, right?
Don't think he practiced.
I think they've taken the game off the board in Vegas.
Nobody knows.
No one really knows. They're hush-hush.
Right. Hey, with your luck, are you now Mr. 1-7 instead of Mr. 7?
You've had bad Andrew lately.
Well, what's funny is on this show.
Bad Andrew. A lot of bad Andrew.
A lot of bad over here. But on the podcast, Big Fat Winners, of course, you can download it on iTunes link.
You can.
4-2. I don't want to pick those games. I don't want to jinx those plays. So don't
mention him here.
Just fade. I'm not. Fade the ones I give you for the segment.
Right. Are you offended at all that a few of us have put our money together?
You got to make your money the way you have.
Yeah, I mean,
do what you got to do.
It's an opportunity. That's all.
What does Carlos say, our security
guy? Got to do what it do.
Well, I've done it.
It's you, Cakes, and Valdez, right?
And there's another. There's a fourth partner.
I'm sure Valdez is getting gleased. He got bounced off the podcast.
Well, here's the thing. We all kind of...
Believe me, Valdez loves it.
We had a meeting of the minds who are like, he's picking three games.
Yeah.
He's chasing money. He's trying to get it all back. There's no way.
But look at this. This is my text to my bookie, Charlie Books, last night.
Yeah, what did you say?
$76 on the Cubs.
Yep.
$75 on the Orioles, paid $120.
Yep.
Right.
$88 on the BC Wake over.
Right.
Yeah, I'm plus $285.
Does he ever respond to you like, Chuck, chuckle or LOL or like, or is he just always very respectful?
What do you mean?
Like, does he goof on you?
Oh, he doesn't know. He doesn't listen to the show.
No. Like on your tech, like when you're just texting him losers, does he ever say nice pick, sport?
It looks like, oh, I'm picking winners.
It looks like
I'm fading myself.
All business. Those are when you're, yeah, he's fading himself. And
Ricky, you're not listening.
Making thousands.
Yeah. He doesn't know that I'm picking losers on the show.
Mm.
He's probably going, well, you're betting on the Orioles?
Right.
Hey, fatty.
I just love that.
He probably thinks I'm a genius.
I love there are so many ways to bet. He's
there
still
are.
Finding
just,
a way to do it illegally.
It's really hard to fade yourself, too, because there's like this double thing going on. Like you're trying to pick a winner, but then in the back of your mind, you know you're going to fade yourself.
Right. Yeah.
So that's
got to
affect your picking.
You got to play the percentages.
It's the ultimate hedge. So,
it's just bizarre.
One, two, three. Hit my last five.
Yeah, you're on fire.
That's unbelievable. Right. He gets so bitter when I text him my totals every morning.
Does he?
He's like, that son of a bitch won again.
He never responds?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes he does. He's a busy guy.
Yeah. Well,
he'll respond when I tell him it's time to pay up if I get to $1,000.
That's what it is. So it's a plus or minus $1,000?
Yeah, $1,000 carryover.
Right.
I'm guessing you've paid more than he's paid
over years. You'd be surprised. Are you kidding me?
You're really? Up with
fading,
him lifetime?
Fading myself?
You're up with him lifetime.
Yes, up with him.
Fading yourself, though.
That's surprising.
Most of it. Most of it fading.
So you really analyze it, you break it down, you talk about it, and then you go against it.
How can you pick the Orioles?
I don't know.
But they win, you know, they won their 42nd game.
You sleep on Dylan Bundy, he's now 8-14.
I know, 8-14. But you're right, Valdez, and you know what? It consumes me. I get so bitter when I pick losers.
Right.
And Valdez loves it.
Right.
But he's a dick, so I don't care. I don't care. He can make his money. He can fade it. But I don't really like him anymore.
Right.
But, you know, he can do what he's got to do.
Right.
But I'm not surprised you guys got to. He probably called the meeting, too.
He called the meeting.
Yeah, see? What did I tell
I'm
you?
I'm sure he was the ringleader.
It's obvious.
He called the meeting.
Oh, I know he did.
Yeah.
All right, remember, Alan Mays.
He loves it, though.
Alan Mays going to join us.
You know who else loves it? That dork right there with the hat on backwards.
He's driving.
Oh, he loves it.
He may or may not be the silent
fourth
quarter.
Exactly right. Really surprised.
Remember, coming up at 7:20, Alan May is going to join us. We're the Junkies, broadcasting live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex. Keep it here. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from the MedStar Capital's Iceplex, home of the Stanley Cup champs. We'll be joined by Devontae Smith-Pelly at 9 o'clock. Alan May covers the Capitals, will join us at 7:20.
Very good. It's been a while since we talked to Alan.
We'll get back into the Redskins matchup with Chris Russell at 8:40, Redskins Insider. But right now, time for the Junkies Blitz on a Redskins Friday, presented by the one and only sportsbook, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. They've got you covered, Cakes.
Yes, they do. They certainly do when it comes to sports gambling.
So last night you had the matchup, Thursday Night Football. The Ravens go into Cincinnati, and it was just an Andy Dalton, A.J. Green fest. They connected three times in the first 17 minutes of the game, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said last night that it was the first time A.J. Green's had three touchdowns in a game. Andy Dalton finishes with four touchdowns. It was too much. Ravens tried to come back a little bit. Final score, 34-23. Joe Flacco ends up throwing two interceptions. He threw 55 passes in the game.
Yeah, you just don't want that. They couldn't get Alex Collins rolling, could they?
Collins finished with 35 yards, only nine carries.
Yeah.
They just decided to throw the ball.
Are the Bungles going to the playoffs at 2-0?
I mean, it's too early.
It's way early.
You mentioned the fact that their schedule toughens. But
well, at Carolina, at Atlanta next 2 weeks.
That toughens. I mean, that's tougher than taking on the Colts on the road. And look, anytime you win a divisional game, that's a nice win.
It's a division win. And here's the thing. The Steelers are the favorite in that division.
Yeah.
They tied the Browns. Tied. Maybe.
Okay, torrential downpour.
I understand Connor had a good first game, but I'm sorry. They're going to miss Le'Veon Bell.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, but Connor can do the job, though. He's not as good, but he can do the job.
I don't know that they can line him up at wide receiver like they did with Bell. They probably don't get the same mismatches they do.
Roethlisberger had four turnovers.
I would look for them to bounce back this weekend at home as Kansas City comes to town, because that Kansas City defense is horrific. Now, their offense is pretty good, too. We saw what they did to the Chargers in the Week 1 win, but their defense can be exploited. I would expect Ben to do that this
Although
weekend.
Although Roethlisberger is one of those guys who's banged up. Here's kind of your injury update heading into the weekend. First of all, in the Ravens game,
C.J. Mosley was carted off the field.
That's never
good. Locker room after suffering a knee injury during the first quarter.
Do they know what that is?
I think they called it a bone bruise, but it could be something worse.
They called it a bone bruise.
Bone bruise will still keep you out for a while.
Oh, yeah.
He's been a Pro Bowler the last three seasons, so that could be a big hit for him.
By the way, the Ravens' next three, not very easy. They're home to the Broncos. Broncos look like they're improved with Case Keenum. Then they're at the Steelers and at the Browns. Back-to-back division games on the road.
I got them over 8.5 wins.
You're going to be sweating that.
You got to take 2 out of 3 there.
Yep. Big Ben, by the way, hasn't been practicing. Apparently he's bruised up, but they expect him to play.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
What is the specific injury, they haven't said?
I think it's a shoulder and elbow.
Throwing shoulder?
He was getting pummeled in that Browns game.
Right.
So
everyone's talking about Aaron Rodgers not practicing. Meanwhile, Ben hasn't been. And no one's paying attention.
Right.
You mentioned Aaron Rodgers. He remains day-to-day with the knee sprain. So it's been 4 days. McCarthy, the head coach there, Mike McCarthy, said he's sure he's feeling sore. It's no layup, and that's why it's a day-to-day situation.
So when he says it's no layup, that leads me to believe he is going to play. Like, it's no layup, but he's tough.
I mean, he said he was going to play.
Right. But he also he acknowledged it hurt a heck of a lot more after the game, after the adrenaline wore off and everything else. The soreness kicked in.
The Jaguars.
The problem with that game, if you're not 100%, that's not the defense you want to play if you're not 100%.
Right.
Because you're going to have to be moving around. And, you know, he's one of the best quarterbacks ever on the run, on the move. And if you have to, you know, run away from those guys, that's going to be a long day if he's not 100%. And he's not.
The Jaguars host the Patriots on Sunday at 4:25. Leonard Fournette, who missed the second half of their win against the New York Giants.
That was a hamstring,
because of a hamstring injury.
Yep.
He didn't practice yesterday. Apparently spent some time running on the side, but he says he's optimistic that he will play.
Well, I think he's already calling himself a game-time decision. If I have him in fantasy, I'm not touching him this weekend.
Who's his backup?
T.J. Yeldon.
Hmm.
Now, that guy's going to get a heavy workload if Fournette is limited or doesn't play.
When are they going to make that decision?
Game time.
Wow, it's 12:30 on Sunday.
That sucks because, you know, you put
that just takes it off the board for you.
You put Yeldon in your lineup, and then last minute they decide to go with Fournette, and then you're screwed.
And it's not 12:30, it would be 3:30 because that's a 4:25
it's a later
game.
Kick. Okay.
Yeah, so then you get screwed because you might decide to roll the dice on Fournette and you hold off your 1 o'clock players in fantasy.
For a 4 o'clock game.
And all of a sudden he doesn't play.
Well, then you have to grasp at a Sunday nighter or a Monday nighter, which is always dicey.
This is kind of a surprise. Michael Kendricks, who was released by the Browns because of the charges of insider trading, he signs a 1-year deal with the Seahawks.
I don't think it's a surprise. I don't think it's a surprise. He's available. He can play until he goes to jail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, just because he did some dumb stuff financially, they don't care.
Isn't he facing, potentially 20 years in prison?
I think they say by standard guidelines, he's looking, I mean, who wants it, but, 30 to 36 months, okay? And so, you know, I mean, 3 years, that'll ruin his career.
I assume he then has to pay back, so he made $1.2 million in illegal profits.
Sure, he's got to pay all that back.
Yeah, he took $80,000 and turned it into, $1.2 million.
But he's also clearly been working with prosecutors. I wonder, in a case like this.
Cooperating.
What did I say?
Cooperating.
When you have a limited shelf life, like you do as an NFL player, can you appeal to the judge and ask to delay the sentence?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I would be doing that.
I'll say, look,
you push it back, obviously, any way you can.
Look, Judge, I'll do the time, but my shelf life in the NFL is 2 or 3 more years.
Right.
Just give me a deferred sentence.
Can we defer it at all? You know, kind of like a Navy thing.
That's a good idea. I like it.
I'm sure you can't.
I like that idea.
I'm sure you can't pick when you go to prison.
Probably not. I mean, the judge isn't usually
why wouldn't everyone say that?
Everyone would just say, like Cosby. Can we push it back a little bit?
Yeah, I need to make a little bit more money.
All right, the Hall of Fame. Let me die first.
Right.
The Hall of Fame came out with their list yesterday. 91 players. The Pro Football Hall of Fame unveiled the list of modern era nominees for the class.
I didn't even hear the list yet.
I'll go through by the.
I'll
positions.
Give you a there's, sniff test.
There's yeah. There's almost four or
this.
Five no brainers. Okay.
Well, just let me do it. All right, I'll be the.
Well, let's just start with quarterback.
All right,
quarterbacks. The names on the list: Randall Cunningham. David Craig.
Hold on, slow down. Randall is closer than you think.
He's closer than you think.
And EB has an affinity for Dave Craig.
Dave Craig, I don't think, is a Hall of Famer.
He threw so many picks.
Jeff Garcia.
No.
Donovan McNabb.
No, came
all
up short.
All pretty good.
Came
and
up short.
Steve McNair.
I don't think so.
Hall are pretty good.
I don't think any of those quarterbacks. Although Randall Cunningham might be the closest one for me.
He might be.
I would say.
He revolutionized the position in a lot of ways.
I would say McNabb would be the closest.
McNabb kind of sullied his legacy on the way out.
McNabb was a disaster down
Cunningham
the stretch.
Did, but his overall numbers just weren't good enough. Yeah. They're just not Hall of Fame legit.
He's Hall of pretty good.
I haven't looked at the numbers. I just know what he did for the position.
There are a ton of running backs who are up. I don't know that any are expected to get in, but here they are.
Okay,
Sean Alexander.
I mean, Alexander has incredible numbers.
I think he has 100 touchdowns.
He has over 12,000 yards. I think.
I think that sounds right.
He was the most dominant running back in the league for a 3 or 4 year stretch.
He's not a first balloter, but I think he's in at some point.
Really?
I think he's in at some point.
He might not. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
If he has 100 touchdowns, I would say he's in.
Look at his numbers.
Tiki Barber.
Tiki eventually might be in. I don't know his numbers off the top of my head.
Ernest Miner.
No.
Larry Centers.
No.
Corey Dillon.
Corey Dillon has over 12,000 yards rushing.
Yes, he does.
But
11 and 12. Look at that.
He doesn't pass the sniff test.
I can't put any of
those. Sniff test is tough.
You never said Corey Dillon's the best running back or best two or three.
Corey Dillon is the Fred McGriff of running backs.
That's fair.
Is Corey Dillon in the top 10 all-time in rushing?
Put your all-time rushing list up because these names are going to come up. Eddie George.
Put it this way. He's ahead of AP.
Hold on.
And AP's in the top 10, right?
But to me, Eddie George, by the way, better than everybody we've named before.
Corey Dillon, not quite to 12,000.
And I wouldn't.
What is it, though?
He's got 11-2.
But he's in the top 10.
No, he's not. Corey Dillon is number 20.
You got a computer there. You punched it up before you.
Well, I thought I looked at it yesterday. Well, what is AP?
Fake news.
AP's 10. AP's 10.
What is his yardage total?
He's got 12.3. He's got 1,000 more than Dillon.
Okay.
So
I thought Dillon had 12 well, but I'm wrong.
I can't put Corey Dillon in.
I wouldn't.
Eddie George, to me, is better than Corey Dillon. He's better than Tiki Barber. He's better than Sean. But still don't put him in. The guy I probably put in is the next name, Edgerrin James.
You're taking the fun out of it for me.
Well, I can do it, too.
Edgerrin James has over 12,000. Is 12,000 the benchmark?
I think 12,000 used to lead before Emmett.
That puts you top 15 all time.
Yeah. Edgerrin James.
I would put Edgerrin James
I think he's eventually in.
I think Edgerrin James is better than all those guys. All right. Moose Johnston.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Eric Metcalf.
No.
No.
Next two names.
It's CP. No.
Clint Portis.
Skins Hall of Fame, but that's it.
Yeah.
Fred Taylor. Also bomb
numbers. His numbers are ridiculous. What is Fred?
And he was banged
Fred Taylor,
up.
Not quite 12,000. 17th all time, though.
How many touchdowns?
I have to look that up. Fred Taylor, he was legit for about five years.
But he just had those
out of all those names, I can't put Sean Alexander, and maybe he's got the numbers. I can't put Tiki Barber.
Sean Alexander's
going to the Hall of Fame.
Sean Alexander, I'm shocked by this. He only played 9 seasons. Yeah. I thought he played longer. Yeah. He scored 100 touchdowns in 9 seasons.
Pretty sick.
That's
and how
I'm
many
sorry.
Yards did he have?
He had 9,453.
He didn't even have 10,000.
Now that hurts, but. Between 2005, 01 to 05, he went 1,300, 1,100, 1,435, 1,700, 1,880.
Dude.
That's dominant.
How many Pro Bowls did he go to?
I don't have that list.
We can't put all these running backs
Probably
in.
Went to 4 or 5.
I bet you're going
to
want to put
Ozzie Newsom's in the Hall of Fame. He went to 2 Pro Bowls.
Alexander had 27 touchdowns 1 year.
That's sick. That's crazy.
But you have to compile.
NFL careers are short.
Not enough for me.
All right, but you still have to put
100 touchdowns isn't enough.
No.
Well, he had
Where does that put him in the all-time rushing touchdowns?
Top 10.
Yeah.
Easily top 10.
Yeah. I'll put an edge in over your boy, Sean Alexander.
Eventually, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
And I'd put Fred Taylor in over him. Herschel Walker.
I think Herschel is he changed.
We're going to have every running back's getting in?
Yeah, Herschel Walker is the Hall of Famer.
You're not putting Chris Warren in. How about former Junkies guest Ricky Waters?
Ricky?
No,
he can't go.
Notre Dame Hall of Fame.
All right, wide receivers. I mean, there's some no-brainers on this list, I think. Isaac Bruce.
I guess. I wasn't a huge fan, but maybe.
Gary Clark.
He put up sick numbers.
Gary Clark, I love. Redskins Hall of Fame.
Henry Ellard.
He's a compiler, though.
Also a skin at one point, correct?
Yes, at the very end.
Yeah. Torrey Holt.
Maybe.
I think you can only put one of those Rams guys. Would you put Holt in over Bruce?
Why? If you put one,
I feel
you
he was
to
more explosive.
Other.
I feel like Holt was more explosive. Chad Johnson. It's not a Hall of Famer.
No, no.
Derek Mason.
No.
Derek Mason. I'm sorry.
We have
to have
list.
Some standards here.
All right, so rip through these. Sterling Sharp, Rod Smith, Hines Ward.
Sterling Sharp just was short.
They're all nice players.
Short. Sharp was great. But
Rod Smith, and who's the other one you said? Hines Ward. Hines Ward, Steelers Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Tight end, Mark Bavaro, Jay Novacek, Brent Jones. Can't put any of those guys
in. None of them.
They're all really good.
Did I say Tony Gonzalez? Novacek would be close for me.
Tony Gonzalez is one of the no-brainers.
Well, he's going.
Like I said before.
Yeah.
He's second
ballot.
By the way.
First ballot.
The no-brainers are Tony Gonzalez, Champ Bailey, London Fletcher, and Ed Reed. They believe those four lock them up.
Okay, sure. So they got to put five in, right? Do they put five in?
By the way, you sleep on Gonzalez six? Is second all time in receptions in the league.
Yeah.
Second behind Jerry Rice.
He's going in.
Yeah. Of course.
A couple of interesting names on the defensive side. Zach Thomas?
No.
No.
Not a whole
name.
Dolphins Hall of Fame.
Willie McGinnis?
I gotta look at his numbers.
He was damn good though.
I'm with you on this bit.
Go ahead.
I love defensive guys.
You got John Lynch?
John Lynch, maybe.
I would put Lynch in.
Lynch, how many Pro Bowls did John Lynch go to?
I don't know.
Let me look that up.
Look that up, Lurch.
How about a special team?
On the world's slowest internet.
Brian Mitchell.
Brian is on the outside. I think Brian's going to get him a senior committee.
And then coaches.
The old guys get him in.
I'll just rip through these.
Don't give me a coach from 1930 that's been passed over forever.
Please. These are guys.
Fritz Pollard.
I'll just only say guys you've heard of. Don Coryell, Bill Cowher, Tom Flores.
All right, slow down. You got some legends there.
I think Coryell is a revolutionary.
Yeah, I think Coryell's going in the Hall of Fame.
He basically invented the forward pass or brought it to the NFL.
Right.
Okay.
Mike Holmgren, Jimmy Johnson.
Some big names.
Yeah.
Richie Pettibone, Dan Reeves, Marty Schottenheimer. Pick for me.
All right, you hit the nubs at the end. Reeves has to go. I think Reeves is a Hall of Famer eventually.
Shoddy's got to have a crazy number.
Shoddy's, no. Johnson, Holmgren, Cowher, Coryell, all those guys. Eventually, they don't have to do it now, but eventually those guys are going to be in there.
Yeah, I don't know if Holmgren gets in.
Holmgren's
not going to put in the Walrus.
Well, he's got one, right? He's got one ring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With he had 86. Well, he was 86 and 74. No, I'm sorry. No, he was 161 and 111.
Yeah.
13 and 11.
50 games over 500.
13 and 11 the postseason. He has the Super Bowl.
It's
probably,
pretty good, dude. Probably. I think
by the way, John Lynch, 9 Pro Bowls.
Yeah, he's in.
Lock. Put him in.
They're putting in Ed Reed.
Ed Reed has to go too.
Oh, he's in.
They're not going to put two safeties in this year.
Well, it doesn't matter when you do it. Those guys are going.
Eventually.
At some point, yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, but then they're going to be new guys coming in next year that are silly.
John Lynch is going.
There shouldn't be a limit. You either got the qualifications or you don't. If you happen to be in a class with a bunch.
I agree. If 10 deserve it, put 10 in.
Yeah, exactly.
So the list is whittled down to 25 in November, then 15 finalists in January. All right, remember, coming up at 7:20, Alan May covers the Washington Capitals. We got a new season. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the MedStar Capitals Iceplex in Arlington, Virginia.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.